Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marginal. This Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friend, my neighbors, my brother, and my sister, Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said, no man know the end time. Even the angels bow down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But when you see walls, ruins of walls, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, know ye not that the times are there. My friend, there's a war going on every continent. The mighty power, the atomic power, staging a war. They practicing how to be perfect in destroying one another. My friend. It's just like two opponents in the ring practicing for that day when Joe Louis is going to meet Smelling, when Muhammad Ali is going to meet Liston, when Sugar Ray Robinson is going to meet his opponent. They are practicing how to annihilate in the East, in the Far East, in the European country, in the UK, Lithuania, Turkey. Oh Lord. Baghdad. Oh, Lord. They are fighting all over the world. There are days I like to be all alone. Just to tell them all. They are fighting everywhere. The nation are rising up against nation. They are fighting in the bedroom. They are fighting in the living room. Fighting in the kitchen. Fighting in the front porch. In the street. In the school. In the church. Our beloved, the two opponents who aspire to be the next ruler of the free world. They all have tearing down one another. But oh God, America needs that to send us some rain. Send us some rain. That this earth may be cold. God, in the name of Jesus. Nations rise up against nation. The church against the churches. Father, amen. No wonder you said, I have repented. I am sorry. I have repented that I made man in my image. They were made to glorify the Father. My friend. But Satan find a hard way to get to man through that helpmate. Father, let us look back on the process of time, how we have gotten to where we are today. no one is satisfied. No one can be satisfied. No one. No one is at ease. No one. But my friend, I want you to know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Whether you believe it or not, the bird is still falling from the air. This is a universally call to repentance. This is seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his path, and return to him. He's standing with outstretched hand. Whosoever will, let him come. My friend today, you have the opportunity to come to Jesus. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marginal. My friends, neighbors, brothers, and sisters, that the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Let the blind call, receive sight. Let the dumb call, receive their speech. The sick receive healing. The lame walk, hungry, bread, thirsty, water, weary, rest, sad, glad, naked, clothing you with the abundance of righteousness. Whosoever call upon his name shall be saved. I'm a part of the fellowship of unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power in me. I am his, one of his disciples. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away up still. From my eyes I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marginal. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. I'm thinking on the higher ground. The song says, Negro Spirit, lift me up and let me rise. Lift me up from my eyes. I've seen the glory of the presence of the Lord. I do not need prosperity, promotion, popularity, to be heard. I now don't have to be at the top of the pyramid. Or the hill to be recognized, to be rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set. My gaze is fast. My goal is heaven. And my road is narrow. My ways is rough. I'm a companion of few. My guide is reliable. and my mission is clear. My friend today, my mission to you today is to whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, I want you to know they shall be saved. I cannot be but compromised, detoured, lured away, turn back, look at all, delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's a date in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity. A main date in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have preached up, stayed up, stored up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus, of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of His. Jesus, I must go until He comes. I must preach until He comes. When He comes for me, I shall know Him by the print of the nail in His hand. And He shall know me by His blood applied to my heart. My Lord, the nail in His hand, the wound in His side. He will see the blood applied to my heart. Before my eyes, I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. Today, my brothers and my sisters, a lesson that they will be taken from 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, 1 through 21st. Read as such. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God. A house not made with Him, eternal in the heaven. My friend, today, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with a house is from heaven, which a house. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For that which are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now we that have wrought us from thyself, brought us forth the self same thing of God, who also had given unto us earnesty of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that really we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willingly rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and that every one may receive the things body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. My friend, you must give an account. You must answer to your name. Knowing therefore the terror of our God, Lord, we persuaded men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we command not ourselves against unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf. That we may have somewhat to answer them with glory in appearance and not in the heart. For whether we be besides ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Jesus constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we all die. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto them, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know ye no man to the flesh. Yea, though we have Christ, though we know in Christ after the flesh, yet not henceforth know ye him no more. Therefore, my beloved, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who had recommended us to himself by Jesus Christ. And faith giveth to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciled the word unto man, not imputing they're transgression unto him and had command unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us, who know no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My friend, today we begin with the earthly house of this tabernacle. How, if you receive him, you have privilege, you are privileged to the earthly, to this tabernacle, and not made by hand, but eternal in the heaven. So if therefore any man in Christ be is a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. When after you ask God to save your soul, he forgive you of your sin, and the old things are passed away, and the new man is able to claim this tabernacle not made by hand and eternal in the heaven. My friend, today he said, knowing the terror of our God, we persuaded men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. My friend, in your conscience, are you made manifest unto God today? That this early tabernacle that you live in one day will be resolved. One day, let's go back to the earth. God, every day, amen, this tabernacle is decaying, and it's decaying to the extent that one day you'll go back to the earth. But if your soul are anchored in Jesus, amen, if your soul are anchored in Jesus, this tabernacle, after being dissolved, you have a building not made by hand, but eternal in the heaven. Our beloved. But if you refuse to ask him to save you, there is no building awaiting for you but damnation and hellfire. But my friend, today, as I plead with you, there is an opportunity. You have another opportunity. My friend, today, before I leave you today, I want to caution you. I want to express to you, my heart go out to thee, that you know, even as much as this world is burning, and one day the total consuming of this world will be consumed. And we who are souls, thank you, Jesus. There is another building. There's another building that not made by hand. There is another building not made by hand, but eternal in heaven. So we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he had done, well, good, or well or bad. Our beloved. Our beloved. Whatever you've done, if you didn't act to forgiveness, oh yes, you're going to have to face it at the judgment. My friend, as we looking for the second coming, it's now we are ambassadors of Christ. Also, God, I beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. My friend, as I leave you, there is two train ride. One upper train and one downward train. The upper train is going where the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, the silver water running down the tomb of God. The angels bow down, singing, "Holy, my Lord. Thus is God, tree of life. You eat of the tree and never die." But there's another train that's bound for hell, downward train. Ah, the devil himself is the engine there. He you have well paid your fare, and I'll land you right in this lake of fire with a worm and the fire not quench. Our beloved, today, that is an awful state of mind. You have lived your life plundered, or stolen, or killed. You have maliciously stepped down. You maliciously hold your brother and your sister down from achievement. Oh God, you have put blocks in their way. But oh God, you have to answer to the mighty God. Amen. He'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and where the fire not quench. Our beloved, you still have an opportunity to escape hellfire. You still have an opportunity to call upon the Lord. He said, "Whosoever call upon the Lord shall be saved." Now, my friends, if you call upon the Lord, he will save your soul now. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. He will set your feet on a solid rock. on a pathway. On a pathway. On a pathway. So that you will obtain that heavenly home, that heavenly house, that not made by hand, an eternal in God's heaven. Our beloved, once you take the chance, once you take the opportunity, call on Jesus. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They call on Jesus. He'll answer you. Call on Jesus. He's standing at your door. He's standing at your door knocking. He's standing at your door wanting to come in. He's standing at your door. So why not? Why not? Why not? Why not let him in? Standing at your door. Oh, why not? Why not let him in? Why not? Why not? You save your soul. He'll make you whole. He'll make you whole. Put a song in your heart. Faith is the Most High God in your mouth. And ah, beloved, you'll be so glad He has set you free. You'll be so glad. You'll be so glad. He has set you free from the bounds of Satan. Today I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus picked me up. Turn me around. I'm so glad, Jesus. I'm so glad. You join the believers. You join the believers. I say, I'm so glad. But, beloved, if this program means anything to you today, call 305-836-9545. Dr. Cox will pray with you, counsel with you. Attempt to put you on the right track. And if you're in the city of Miami, or the Tabernacle 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, on the right, Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. You can come hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed from the blood of the Lamb. Those who have secured their mansion. Those who house, who build up. Not made by hand, but eternal in heaven. Who are those going? Where the gates are pearl, and there's peace of gold. And the silver water running down the throne of God, the luscious garden, on the tree of life, where you eat of the tree of life, and you never die. Oh, beloved. Oh, beloved. You'll never die. May God bless you, keep you, is my prayer. And you will make a decision. And you too, let your house be a house. Let it be a builder, not made by hand, but eternal.